Hey, this is Kerry Steller from MMA UK, and I am speaking with Alan Crowder about his awesome career and big win over the weekend. Alan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great.
You have a very impressive career. You came into the UFC from the Tuesday Night Contender Series. You had a big win over Dontayle Mayes, if I pronounced his name correct. And since then, you had one loss and one win against Greg Hardy. Tell us a little bit about your whole journey from the Tuesday Night Contender Series into the UFC.
Oh, it's been great. You know, I started out at 22. I decided I wanted to get into mixed martial arts. I started doing a little training. From there, I had my first fight like a month after I started training. Won that one. And from there, I kind of decided I loved it. Kept on going. Next thing you know, I ended up in the UFC. As coming up in my career, you know, I mean, I had a few setbacks, but, you know, I just kept pushing forward and, one opportunity led to another, and then I was blessed with getting in where I'm at now.
You know, and it's all about big opportunities, and I know that you had fought Curtis Blaydes in the past under a different banner, Battle in the South. Would you be looking to possibly fight him in the future and have a rematch?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, for sure. That's definitely one thing solid on my mind. I've been wanting to rematch with him. That's probably how I got my contract in the UFC, because at the end of my Contender Series fight, that's the guy I said I wanted. So I'm definitely interested in setting that up. I know he's got something lined up with Justin Willis coming up here soon, so I'd be interested to see the outcome on that fight, and then, it's definitely on my radar. You know, I got two more fights left in my contract, and I'd like that to be one of them.
I think that would actually be a really interesting match, considering then you'd both have fought Justin Willis, so it would end up being, you know, amazing, on top of the fact that you guys already had a fight, so I think that would definitely be something great. Now, what was it like competing on the Contender Series? I know you ended up getting the UFC contract, so it's apples to oranges in both promotions under the same banner. But what was that like? You know, it's got to be pretty intense knowing that that's what's on the line in something like that.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, 2 months prior, I just fought on Bellator card in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then, they called me up and said, hey, you know, we want you on the Contender Series. Come try it out. And they told me about the opportunity that it, you know, it lead to. So I was super excited. Went in. They told me my opponent was Dontayle Mayes. You know, I thought he was a really big guy and that it was going to be a good, fun fight. And then I got the win. And then they told me that I had the contract with UFC and I had 4 more fights left. And I was like, man, that's awesome. So, you know, it was just kind of a world of excitement and it's just a great feeling.
And you fought, you know, obviously for some of the biggest names, you know, Bellator, the Contender Series, now the UFC. Where does this all measure up in your career so far? Because you really do have, you have an extensive career in fighting since you started.
Yeah. I'm having fun doing it right now, and I just want to continue to do it. I opened up a gym of my own here in North Carolina. It's mainly martial arts conditioning. I'm training young people, for self-defense and things like that. I want to continue to do that, and the more fights I get, the more it makes my business grow, because the more people hear about me, the more people want to come train at my spot, so it's kind of like a win-win for my, when I'm done fighting, I'll have a background to fall off on and stuff. I'm really enjoying it right now, and I want to continue to go and see how far it takes me.
Do you own your own gym?
Yes, yeah, I do.
Oh, that's awesome, because I did see, I looked at your Facebook a little, and you have a coming fighter that either fought over the weekend or is fighting very soon. Tell us a little bit about that and coaching, so to speak, the next generation.
That's pretty cool. Right now I'm mostly focusing on, I got some friends and stuff that they'll swing by my gym, and I help them out as much as I can when I don't have a fight going on and stuff. Mostly I'm focusing on younger kids, getting them in here, building up their self-confidence, make sure they don't get bullied when they're in school and things like that. But it's a lot of fun. I like working with kids. We have adult jiu-jitsu classes as well, so we got some guys in here that are 40 plus that are coming in, staying in shape and working out hard and getting to roll around the mats and stuff, and it's an awesome feeling knowing that when I get a little older, I'll still be able to do this and then have something I enjoy doing.
Absolutely. And you had mentioned you only have, what, two fights left on your UFC contract under the after you won the Contender Series. Obviously, everybody's fighter, you know, everybody's goal usually is to, you know, re-sign, get a new contract with the UFC. You know, you get this win coming up, your next fight, right? Where does that put you?
I'm not sure yet. You know what I mean? I'm kind of just kind of working my way up. You know, I definitely need these next two fights to be wins. You know, and that's the goal always. You know, your goal is always to win. You always go in wanting to win. So, you know, that's the plan. Go in there, get these two wins, renegotiate the contract, and hopefully make the money I want to make.
Absolutely. Would there be a possibility or opportunity, say, that does happen and everything goes your way, for you to maybe have a rematch with Greg Hardy? Because, I mean, I don't want to ask too much about that fight because there was some, you know, controversial stuff with the knee and, you know, Greg Hardy's past. You know, you were definitely saying some heated stuff into the second round. And I could only imagine what it was, so I'm not going to ask you too much about that. But how did you feel coming into that fight and after everything that had happened?
Yeah, I mean, I felt really good going into the fight. You know what I mean? Everybody was looking at him. Yeah, it was a big hype up on Greg Hardy. You know what I mean? It was. I knew that if I beat him, it was going to be my way of getting known and people to know who I am. You know, in the sport. So I mean, it really worked out well. You know, I got a lot of fans, a lot of following just from that fight alone. I would definitely fight him again. You know what I mean? If the money's right, you know, that's you know what I mean? That's a no-brainer. If the money's right, I'll fight anybody. You know what I mean? So it's kind of just waiting on to see what they say. If they call and say that's what they want and that's what the people want, then for sure, you know what I mean? I'll definitely do it again, run it back. But, you know, I want to fight people with a more solid background on their hands. You know, people, when they were going into that fight, people didn't know if he could fight or not. He had three knockouts. They all ended quickly. You know, at the end of the first round, he was gassed. Had the knee not happen, I'm 100% positive I'd have got him on the ground, not finished him off. But, you know, we're kind of, only a rematch would really be able to tell, so we'll have to wait and see, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's, you know, a smart way to go about it, get somebody that's a little bit more experienced, because I do think, and I, you know, I read a couple interviews with you over the weekend, you know, I kind of agree with you that, not kind of, I do agree with you that there was a lot of inexperience on his end. You know, there was obviously a lot of heat in the fight and going into it, and he had a lot, you know, I think it was just a lot of pressure, but I definitely think going forward that would be something. And then maybe in the future, you know, have a fight maybe after he's got some more experience under his belt. Is there anybody that you're looking at to fight next? Any names you might want to call out?
I mean, my main focus is getting that rematch with Curtis Blaydes. Anybody in the meantime, I don't have no particular set names in mind. I'm waiting on my manager to hit me up and let me know who's out there and who to go against. So I'm just kind of waiting to hear back on that. I go and get cleared this afternoon, and I'm going to get up my manager and try to set something up, you know, as soon as possible. I'd like to fight, you know, as early as I can, you know. I got a good thing going. I just want to continue the rolling on forward, you know.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about who you train with. I know, again, you own your own gym, but who do you train with and, you know, even or cross-train?
Yeah. So right now I have my coaches that come in. I have Jesse Ray, Eric Jeffries, and Spencer Knupp. They all specialize in something different. They come in. We all train one-on-one a lot together. I also have a wrestler from NC State. He just won NCAA championship last year, Michael Machiavelli. He's been coming in working with me. We just started up together probably a month and a half ago. And then also Jacob Casper, I got working with him now. He's another wrestler. I go to a place called Inner City Boxing. There's a lot of really good boxers up there. I work on my stand-up with them, and it's in Durham. So.
Yeah, you know, I think that I know you had a canceled bout before your last one with Rashad, let me just pronounce his name right, Coulter.
Rashad Coulter, yeah.
Yeah, I hate mispronouncing people's names. Would that be, you know, if they said, well, Curtis Blaydes, because he has a fight coming up with Justin Willis and it's not for a little bit, would that be an option for you to actually have that fight happen?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? You know, Shot Culture's a good fighter. You know, I'm down for whatever. You know, I agreed to fight him. I ended up having a knee surgery. Yeah, pushing me back a little bit. That's why I didn't fight him all 2018, because I ended up had a couple injuries. One injury that was happened, and then another injury came up right shortly after, so I had to take care of both of them. I ended up having my daughter back in September, so I couldn't fight at the end of the year. And then now getting everything under control and, you know, ready to get back into the ground of things. So, yeah, that'd definitely be one I would consider as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, getting back into the grind of things, you have your doctor's appointment to get cleared today. You get cleared, let's say, I definitely think you probably will. How does the next couple weeks look for you? I know training gets intense. Are you going to kind of go back at it slowly or kind of see what the doctor says today?
I'm hoping to get back at it, you know, full blast, you know what I mean? I got to get my diet in check, you know what I mean, So before I fought, I ended up tearing my MCL in November 5th, I actually tore my MCL. So I was healing from that, so I pretty much took the whole month of November off, didn't really do anything. Most of the month of December, when they called me and told me I had to fight, I had to take another week to finish letting my knee heal up all the way to make sure it's completely cleared. So, you know, I'm ready to get back into training hard again, working on my diet. Again, I wanted to be back up heavy, but I'm a little pudgy right now, so I want to get that back solid and you know, get everything, get my eating back right and get my nutrition back up to a par. So I just started back eating healthy this week, and I'm working on everything else as far as that goes.
Tell us a little bit about the meal prep company you use. I saw that you started again with your meal prep. Who do you use?
Yeah. I actually got a friend, man, who's been doing you know, bodybuilding and competition and stuff like that for a while. And I asked him, he all the time posts stuff on his Facebook and Instagram, these delicious meals. And I was like, hey, man, how much you charge me to hook me up? And he told me if I pay for the food, you know, throw him 20, 30 bucks, and he hooked me up. So, you know, I just went shopping with him, gave him all the food, and then he brought it to me this morning. It's all lined up and ready to roll.
Awesome. And I know that you have your doctor's appointment in a little bit, so I don't want to hold you up too long. Tell us a little bit about, you know, I know a lot of people don't realize, fans don't realize that, you know, because they think that's a Reebok contract and all that stuff, that you guys can't really have sponsors, and I know you guys do, and I want to give you, you know, a moment to talk about a little bit, give them a little airplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Haters Athletics is a place in Burlington. They make some awesome clothing and stuff. Fat Man and His Food, they always hook me up for catering and stuff like that. You know, my gym, New Millennium Martial Arts Conditioning, my father's gym, New Millennium Fitness, my brother's gym, New Millennium Fitness in the Pit. You know, all of them always help me out. You know, all my coaches, all the training partners I have come in, I'll, you know, thank you to all them guys. You know, that's pretty much it.
Did you say your brother's and father's gym?
Yeah. My father owns a, kind of, like a weightlifting facility. He's had it for almost 20 years now.
Okay.
And my brother owns a powerlifting strongman gym. He's really big into that. He actually just world strongest man a couple months ago. He's got the Arnold Classic coming up here soon, and I predict him winning that one as well.
Wow. So you know, athleticism is definitely in your family. Was there any other sport opportunities that maybe you thought of instead of fighting, but you ended up taking this career, which is awesome?
Yeah. So I played football in high school, and I was really good at football. I had a full ride scholarship to ECU. I ended up just kind of not really liking playing out in the heat, you know what I mean, doing the same thing every day. That's the reason why I got into fighting, is because I can change it up, you know what I mean. I can do wrestling one day, I can do jiu-jitsu one day, I can do boxing one day, and I ain't got to stick to the same, you know, pattern every single day. And, you know, that's what brought me into my mixed martial arts career. Pretty much everything I've ever tried, I've been pretty good at. You know, it's just the enjoyment of wanting to do it, and, you know, I've been very blessed with that.
Absolutely, you have. What can everybody expect out of Allen Crowder in the imminent future?
I'm hoping to get some good knockouts coming up, you know what I mean? Like, that last fight didn't end the way I wanted it to, and I need a highlight reel, you know what I mean? I want, when I go to renegotiate my contract, I want big dollars, and I need knockouts to make that happen. So my plan is, next fight, I'm going to KO the guy, whoever it is, and then continue on from there.
I love your attitude, and I love that you you know, have such a positive attitude, and it's more of putting it out to the universe. I definitely look forward to speaking to you again. Maybe we'll get one in before your next fight, get your name out there some more. Is there anybody you want to thank, take a second to say anything maybe that I didn't ask, and get out there what you want?
I think I think about everybody. You know, everybody knows I love them, and you know, so they don't need to hear it.
Awesome. Alan, thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning to speak to me about UFC Brooklyn and your fight career. And I look forward to seeing you get that highlight reel and talking to you in the future.
Most definitely. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, Alan.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm